And let's talk next about a country facing a political cyclone. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak says he will not seek re-election after a week of protests. After he made that announcement yesterday, he spoke by phone with President Obama, whose administration has been not so quietly urging Mubarak to step aside. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The phone call to Mubarak was said to be direct and frank. The Egyptian leader made it clear giving up the presidency after almost 30 years in power is difficult, but President Obama was firm. Mr. Obama said later, it's not for the U.S. to decide what happens in Egypt, but he said the status quo cannot go on.
What is clear, and what I indicated tonight to President Mubarak, is my belief that an orderly transition must be meaningful, it must be peaceful, and it must begin now.
As protests in Egypt have gained strength, the administration has gradually turned up the heat on Mubarak. Last Friday, the White House warned the Egyptian military not to use force against the protesters, or else U.S. aid could be in jeopardy. And yesterday, the State Department let it be known veteran diplomat Frank Wisner had carried a message to Mubarak from the administration that his time was running short. It was quite a turnaround from just a week earlier when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had pronounced Egypt stable.
That is a dramatic shift in policy to keep pace with the dramatic unfolding of events in the streets of Egypt.
That's Martin Indyk of the Brookings Institution, one of several foreign policy experts who were called to the White House on Monday to discuss the options for Egypt. Yesterday, Mr. Obama huddled with his national security team for more than an hour in the Situation Room. That's where he watched Mubarak's announcement that he would not seek another term. Indyk says it's doubtful Mubarak has gone far enough.
I fear that just as with everything else that Mubarak has done in the last week, it will be too little too late.
President Obama stressed in his phone call with Mubarak that the political transition should not be prolonged, suggesting a handover of power in September may not be good enough. Mr. Obama said the U.S. would continue to oppose violence and to support the human rights of the protesters.
The passion and the dignity that has been demonstrated by the people of Egypt has been an inspiration to people around the world, including here in the United States, and to all those who believe in the inevitability of human freedom.
Senior fellow Stephen Cook of the Council on Foreign Relations says Mr. Obama struck the right notes last night. But Cook, who was in Egypt last week, warns many people there are still suspicious of the U.S. for backing Mubarak all those years.
Those F-16 overflights over Tahrir Square, the tear gas canisters with the Made in USA label on it, these are things that have made an impression on the Egyptian people. But I do think it's important that at least there was an effort to try to get on the right side of this rather than just continuing to support Mubarak at all costs.
As demonstrations spread to other parts of the Arab world, the U.S. will face a continued tug-of-war between stable but autocratic regimes and the uncertainty of political and economic reform. Cook says that uncertainty will take some getting used to. Many American policy leaders have never known an Egyptian leader other than Mubarak.
U.S.-Egypt relations aren't going to be the same, and no matter what happens, there's likely to be a more troublesome, difficult relationship going forward.
President Obama seemed to acknowledge that in his statement last night.
There will be difficult days ahead. Many questions about Egypt's future remain unanswered. But I am confident that the people of Egypt will find those answers.
And Mr. Obama said the U.S. will remain a friend and partner in that effort. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.